During spring training, releases will be available on a daily basis at 3 a.m. Eastern Time, midnight Pacific Time. Cut one. Pedro Guerrero, Dodgers first baseman, who last year finished second in the National League in hitting at .338. He also slugged 27 homers and knocked in 89 runs. The Dodgers have finished under .500 the last two seasons, the first time since 1967 and 68 that they've had two consecutive losing seasons. With several offseason moves, including free agents Kirk Gibson and Mike Davis, plus new relievers Jesse Orosco and Jay Howe, Guerrero feels the club will be better. Out to were last year. Time 26 seconds.
Just by looking at the team all around, I can tell that we have a lot better team. You know, we just have to, right now, I figure that all we have to do is just get in good shape and everybody get ready for the season. And we're going to prove that we are, you know, a better team than we were last year.
Cut two. Terry Kennedy, Orioles catcher, who in his first year with the club hit .250 with 18 homers and 67 RBI. Kennedy also made the American League All-Star team after two appearances with the National League team. Last year, Baltimore finished sixth in the American League East. How does that division look this time around? Out to you. In this division. Time 17 seconds.
I don't think too many of the clubs have improved too much in the East except the Yankees. I think the Tigers have been hurt. But, you know, nobody mentions the Blue Jays much or the Brewers, and they're still going to be tough. So, I don't know. It's always going to be tough in this division.
QB Brooks, who last year at .263 for Montreal with 14 homers and 72 RBIs in just 112 games. A National League All-Star the last two seasons, Brooks originally played third for the Mets, then became a shortstop when Montreal acquired him in 1985. Now the Expos want to move Brooks to the outfield. Outfield, game that way. Time 25 seconds.
If I'm going to be the help of this team, to help us win anything, I guess that's what I have to be willing to do. You know, I really don't have a whole lot of other complaints. You know, I really have any complaints at all. So that I can go out there and do well enough not to hurt us. And what I worry about is being in a situation where I have to be lifted to seventh or the eighth inning for defense. I don't want to play the game that way.
Cut four. Leon Durham, Cubs first baseman, who last year hit .273 with 27 homers, a career high, and 63 RBI. After a last place finish in the National League East last season, the Cubs this spring have a new GM in Jim Frey, a new manager in Don Zimmer, and several new faces after a couple of big trades. Out to you. Cub right now. Time 24 seconds.
Different faces around here. Different front offices, different coaches, different players. Different year. The thing we got to do is just go out here and do the best we can right now. We got rid of a lot of ball players. We got some good ball players. I guess time will tell on how we made out as far as the trades and everything. I'm still thankful. I'm still a Cub right now.
For the Baseball Hotline, this is Jim Powell. Thank you for calling. The release Sunday, March the 6th. During spring training, releases will be available on a daily basis at 3 a.m. Eastern Time, midnight Pacific Time. Cut one. Dave Winfield, Yankees outfielder, who last year hit .275 with 27 homers and 97 RBIs, which snapped a streak of five straight seasons with 100 or more RBIs. A member of the midseason All-Star team for 11 straight seasons, the 36-year-old Winfield was asked about the addition of slugger Jack Clark to the Yankees lineup as they try to move up from the fourth place standing of a year ago in the American League East. Out to you. We can hit. Time 22 seconds.
We had the best hitting team in baseball last year, but we just had to stay healthy. Added Jack only adds a lot more punch. You always want your team strengthened, and I don't know. We have to consider our pitching, too, now. We're strong hitting, and I just don't think much about it. I know the opposition does. They're going to be afraid of us because we can hit.
Cut two. Bob Boone, Angels catcher, who has played more games at that position than anybody in baseball history. 1,935 games for the catcher. Last year was Boone's 16th in the majors, and the four-time All-Star hit .242 with three homers and 33 RBI. Three and a half games out of first when last September began, The Angels ended up tied for last in the American League West when the season ended. What must happen in 88 for the Angels to contend? Outfield is made up. Time 38 seconds.
We're a quality club. We're gonna be a solid ball club defensively. We're gonna put a lot of runs on the board, and basically our year is gonna come down to how about three pitchers do. If Kurt McCaskill bounces back after his arm surgery, if Dan Petrie comes around after his arm surgery, and if Donnie Moore comes back, we're gonna have a very solid pitching staff, and we're gonna be biggest things all year. I believe that that's the way it's going to go. I think it's going to be a race that goes right down to the wire with several teams, and I think that's the way the American League West is made up.
Step three. Alan Ashby, Astros catcher, who last year had his best offensive season as he reached career highs in average at 288, in homers with 14, and in RBIs with 63. After winning the National League West in 1986, the Astros last year finished third, 14 games behind San Francisco. Outfield, through with that. Time 25 seconds.
The talent was there, and we just didn't really come through. We played close to the top most of the season, and in the last month of the season, I think the Giants took over and really just took it from everybody, but we did not play well at that time. But we're just trying to regroup. We think we have the talent. We need to have our pitching staff be able to pitch up to their capabilities, and certainly we need to score more runs than we did last year. We didn't hit badly last year, but we didn't hit productively, I don't think, and we need to come through with that.
Step four. Bruce Hurst, the Red Sox left-hander, who last year won a career-high 15 games. Hurst lost 13 with an ERA of 4.41, and he made the 1987 American League All-Star team. After winning the American League pennant in 1986, the Red Sox finished fifth in the American League East last year at 78-84. But they did infuse some young talent last year, like Greenwell, Benzinger, Marzano, Burks, and Horn. Talent Hurst thinks can play. Outfield. And play well. Time 17 seconds.
They went through a transition last year, and they brought up a lot of young players, and some real talented young players, and kind of give us a new look for this year. We have a lot of great young talent, and I think they're ready to play in the big leagues and play well.
For the Baseball Hotline, this is Jim Pell. Thank you for calling. The Baseball Hotline for release Tuesday, March the 8th. During spring training, releases will be available on a daily basis at 3 a.m. Eastern Time, midnight Pacific Time. Step 1. Don Baylor, Oakland A's designated hitter, who signed with the club as a free agent this past offseason. Last year, playing for Boston and Minnesota, Baylor at 245 with 16 homers and 63 RBI. With the Twins for the last month, Baylor played in his second straight World Series, having been with Boston in 1986. The American League MVP in 1979, Baylor has played on six division winners during his career. What does Baylor think about the A's version of Murderer's Row? That includes holdovers Jose Canseco, Mark McGuire, and Carney Lansford, and newcomers Dave Parker and Baylor. Outkey, the main thing. Time 28 seconds.
There's going to be a lot of times where they're going to try to pitch around somebody, and they're going to get hurt, and they're going to get hurt in a big way because they're going to give up a two- or three-run homer, and that's going to win a lot of ball games for you. But we're going to have to do some of the little things, too, not just hit the ball out of the ballpark. We're going to have to take extra bases, get singles to win ball games. So the home run is going to be a lot of fun, but winning ball games and getting key hits are the main thing.
Cup two. Roger Craig, Giants manager, who led his club the Western Division title last season with a record of 90-72. It was the Giants' first title since 1971. The Giants lost to St. Louis in the playoffs, and Craig says that is motivating them this spring. Out to win this year. Time 31 seconds.
They're already motivated by that fact that we didn't go all the way last year. We had a great year. We gained a lot of maturity and experience from all the things that happened. But they feel that the job's not done yet. They feel that they know now they can win, and they felt last year that we should have won, but we didn't. But that's over. We can't. I'm not looking back. We just got to work a little harder and win this year.
Cut three. Tom Candiotti, Indian knuckleballer, who last year went 7-18 with a 4.78 ERA. That was after a 1986 season in which Candiotti won 16 games and led the American League in complete games with 17. Last spring, the Indians were being touted as contenders in the American League East, but they finished last in 1987, going 61-101. The pitching staff had the worst ERA in the majors at 5.24. Outkey, the way around. Time 34 seconds.
It was an ugly year for everybody involved. You know, maybe with all the media hype at the early of the season that we quite didn't prepare ourselves like we should have. I know everyone here is excited about the team this year. I'm excited about the pitching that I've seen so far. We have, I don't know how many arms here, but we got a lot of them. And some guys can really bring it. And I think that was one of our main problems last year. We didn't have a solid bullpen. And it put a lot of pressure on our offense, a lot of pressure on the starting pitching. And with an improved bullpen, you'll see an improved team all the way around.
Cut four. Kevin Elster, Mets rookie, who's been given the starting job at shortstop with the trade of Rafael Santana. 9-40 in his brief major league appearances, which is an average of .225. Elster is quite excited about the prospect of opening day at the age of 23. Outkey, just very exciting. Time 15 seconds.
That's very exciting. Shoot, just on paper, I just the number one team in baseball, and it has been the last 3 years. And the prospect of playing shortstop for him is just very exciting.
For the Baseball Hotline, this is Jim Powell. Thank you for calling.
You don't know if you're going?
Jerry, I've got to have you help.
Just a second. Good.
Hotline for release Wednesday, March the 9th. During spring training, releases will be available on a daily basis at 3 a.m. Eastern Time, midnight Pacific Time. Cut 1. Tom Henke, Blue Jays right-handed reliever, who last year went 0-6, but he led the American League in saves with 34. He also had an ERA of 2.49, and Henke struck out 128 in just 94 innings. Toronto won 96 games last year, the second most in baseball. But they also lost their last 7 games to lose the Eastern Division title Detroit by 2 games. What kind of an effect might that bad finish have on the club? Outkey, team some trouble. Time 36 seconds.
If anything, it's going to make us a little hungry. You know, we knew we were close with a few little things. If we'd have done a few little things right there at the end of the season, it just seemed like everything collapsed there at the end of the season. And if we could have just put together a couple games, we could have won it. So we got to work on the little things. I think to win those extra 2 or 3 over the entire course of the season, you know, whether it's hitting a cutoff man or whether it's covering a base as a pitcher, we got to do all the little things right. And but I think we're going to come into this season really hungry, and I think we're going to really give some teams some trouble.
Cut 2. Pete O'Brien, Rangers first baseman, who last year at .286 with 23 homers and 88 RBIs, his fourth straight season with 80 or more RBIs. After a second-place finish in 1986, the Rangers slipped into a tie for last place in the American League West in 1987. How's the club shape up in 88? Alki, capable of doing it. Time 14 seconds.
I think we have all the talent to do so. It's a matter of playing game and not putting too much pressure on ourselves. I think when you're in an organization that hasn't won, I think you have a tendency to maybe over-try and try to do things that you're not capable of doing.
Cup 3. Gene Mauch, Angels manager, who is beginning his 27th season as a big league manager, the fourth longest career in Major League history. After winning the American League West in 1986, the Angels fell into a tie for last place last season. Like the defending champion Twins, the Angels and others in the West feel they can hit. It's the other areas that will decide who wins in 88, says Mark. Out. Rest of that. Time 24 seconds.
Everybody likes their offense in our division. There's no question about that. Oakland thinks they're going to knock people off. Kansas City thinks they're going to knock people off, and they will. Everybody likes their offense. We like our offense. Our offense. It's just a matter of who does the other parts of the game the best. By that, I mean who pitches the best, who relieves the best, who defenses the best. And I think that we can do that as well as any of the rest of it.
Cup 4. Buddy Bell, Reds third baseman, who last year hit .284 with 17 homers and 70 RBIs. A five-time All-Star and six-time Gold Glove winner, Bell has 2,421 career hits. The Reds have finished second three straight seasons, and now they are without right fielder Dave Parker, who has led them in homers and RBIs three of the last 4 years. What about replacing the man who has traded Oakland? Alki could take over. Time 40 seconds.
It's a big hole to fill. You know, Dave Parker is a tremendous ball player, and he's put a lot of numbers on the board. You know, not one guy is going to disrupt as disruptive as maybe the media thinks it is. You know, it hurts losing somebody like that, but then, you know, we got some people that are very capable of putting close to the same numbers he put on the board, and talking about Paul O'Neill and Tracy Jones. So, you know, it's a loss, but it's hopefully it's something that we can overcome. And I don't think they would have made the deal if they didn't think that, you know, these two guys could take over.
For the Baseball Hotline, this is Jim Powell. Training releases will be available on a daily basis at 3 a.m. Eastern Time, midnight Pacific Time. Cut 1. Tom Kelly, Minnesota Twins manager, who led his club to the World Championship last season. Kelly took over the Twins for the final 23 games of the 1986 season, so last year's club went all the way in his rookie season. He is only the fifth rookie manager in baseball history to take his team the world title. It's back to the beginning, though, in 1988, says Kelly. Out cue. We're approaching it. Time 18 seconds.
Our record when we're going to start the season is going to be 0-0 like everybody else, so it's a brand new ball game. And last year's over with. Last year's road record's over with. Last year's home record's over with. World Series is over with. This is a new year, so we're starting off fresh, and that's the way we're approaching it.
Cut 2. Fred Lynn, Orioles center fielder, who last year hit .253 with 23 homers and 60 RBIs. Lynn has hit 23 homers each of the last four seasons, and he hit 22 five seasons ago. The Orioles are coming off a sixth-place finish in the American League East, and Lynn, a nine-time All-Star, says right now he doesn't know what to expect in 88. Out cue, going to go. Time 22 seconds.
We have a lot of guys in camp. I tried to figure out the lineup the other day, and I can't figure it out.
So it's pretty hard to evaluate your club when you really don't know who's on the club yet. We've got open spots everywhere. So until we figure out who our 24 are, it's pretty hard to evaluate what we're going to do or where we're going to go.
Cup 3. Oral Hershiser, Dodgers right-hander, who was 16-16 last year, was the third-best ERA in the National League at 3.06, and he led the league in innings pitched. The Dodgers have been under 500 the last two seasons, the first time that has happened since 1967 and 68. That has brought about changes, like free agent acquisitions, Kirk Gibson and Mike Davis and Don Sutton, plus a major trade that brought in shortstop Alfredo Griffin and relievers Jay Howell and Jesse Orozco. With two spots open on the starting staff and several questions about who will play where, how does the team shape up right now? Out cue. Spot for it. Time 33 seconds.
I see the team kind of looking over its shoulder, kind of waiting for the dust to settle, kind of see who's going to be where and when and how. We're going to have an outstanding ball club. We're going to have a competitive ball club. But it just remains to be seen who's going to play where and if there's going to be any more trades. It remains to be seen who's going to make up the starting rotation, and remains to be seen who's going to be in the bullpen. But what it doesn't be, you know, what's not the question mark out there is that do we have enough talent? Because we do have enough talent now. It's just finding enough spots for it.
Cut 4. Whitey Herzog, Cardinals manager, who last year guided his team into the World Series before losing in 7 games to the Minnesota Twins. It's the third time St. Louis has been in the World Series under Herzog in the last 6 years. Overall, in the last 12 seasons, Herzog's teams have won 6 division titles. What about the East race in 88? Altitude could finish last. Time, 45 seconds.
Hey, if you look at all the ball clubs on paper, I guess you'd have to say that the Mets have probably the best personnel in our league, and they've been favored to win now the last 4 years or so, and of course, they won 109 ball games in 86, and last year in spring training, nobody gave anybody a chance to win. I know we were probably went off about 25-1 odds. But strange things happen in baseball. It isn't always the best team that wins. It's the one that plays the best. And we were able to play last year good fundamental baseball. So we're just going to have to hope that we can play as good as we can. I think we got a chance to have a pretty good pitching staff. We think the Phillies, the Pirates, and the Cubs in Montreal also have a chance. We're a division where anybody can finish number one and anybody can finish last.
For the Baseball Hotline, this is Jim Pelz. Thank you for calling. Release Friday, March the 11th. During spring training, releases will be available on a daily basis at 3 a.m. Eastern Time, midnight Pacific Time. Cut 1. Jack Clark, who was signed this past offseason as a free agent by the New York Yankees. Last year for the Cardinals, Clark hit .286 with 35 homers and 106 RBIs, despite getting only 419 at-bats. A 4-time National League All-Star, is Clark concerned about playing in the atmosphere that surrounds the Yankees? Out to you. This team wins. Time, 29 seconds.
Not really, because I'm not... I just played long enough and learned enough. I learned a lot from San Francisco, and I'm not interested in any problems. On the job here is to play between the lines up there. You probably hear that from other guys, and during the course of the season, you know, their name is in the paper or something. So I don't anticipate any more than the normal stuff that goes on or whatever. And, I'm just interested in helping this team win.
Cut 2. Hal Lanier, Astros manager, was beginning his third season with the club. After winning the Western Division title in 1986 as a rookie skipper with 96 victories, the Astros fell to third last year with 76 wins. How's the division shape up in 88? Out cue. In our division. Time, 28 seconds.
I think every ball club in our division improved themselves. You look at the Giants, they improved themselves over the last summer and again going out getting a center fielder. The Dodgers, I think, have improved their ball club. Cincinnati has improved theirs. I think we have improved ours. But again, I think all of us have question marks, and again, I think it's going to be very competitive in our division, and it's going to be a tough year for every ball club in our division.
Cup 3. Ryan Sandberg, Cubs second baseman, who last year had .294 with 16 homers and 59 RBI. In addition, Sandberg, the 1984 National League MVP, won his fifth straight gold glove last year. Coming off a last-place finish in the National League East, the Cubs have a new look with a new GM in Jim Fry and a new manager in Don Zimmer. Out to be enjoying themselves. Time, 31 seconds.
I think what they're trying to do right now is change the attitude of the camp here, make it more relaxed, more fun, still work hard and get your job done and get your work in, but, just have fun doing it. And I think that we're going to try and carry that over to playing in the game, and sure, it'll help to win some games and gain some confidence as far as the team goes. But, so far, camp's been going good, and everybody seems to be relaxed, and everybody seems to be enjoying themselves.
Cut 4. Barry Bonds, Pirates outfielder, who last year at .261 with 25 homers and 59 RBI. He also scored 99 runs, and he stole 32 bases. After finishing last for three straight seasons, the Pirates tied for fourth in the National League East last year. Bonds doesn't like to hear about the recent losing ways of the Pirates. Out cue. There and play. Time, 16 seconds.
People sit there and say, well, you're a losing club, because I don't feel anybody out here is a loser. I mean, the numbers may not be there, or we may be in sixth place or whatever, or ninth place, whatever, but we're all winners. We put our uniform.
Saturday, March the 12th. During spring training, releases will be available on a daily basis at 3 a.m. Eastern Time, midnight Pacific Time. Cut 1. Jimmy Williams, who is beginning his third season as Toronto manager. Last year, he led Toronto to 96 victories, his second best mark in baseball. But Toronto finished second in the American League East, two games behind Detroit, as the Blue Jays lost their last seven games in 1987. How about the club in 88? Out cue. Probably be him. Time, 33 seconds.
I think pitching is probably the key to any ball club, especially at this level of play. And I guess maybe defense and starts with your pitching, but we feel we have some good starters and some good relievers out there. And along with that, we have some young people go out and catch the ball. Offensively, I think our players are basically a lot of the same hitters from last year, mainly the same ball club. A healthy Tony Fernandez and Ernie Whitney are definitely going to help us, but I don't know if George can repeat what he did in 87, but certainly he had an outstanding year, and I think if any one guy can do that, it'll probably be him.
Cup 2. Matt Noakes, Tigers catcher, who last year was a rookie at .289 with 32 homers and 87 RBI. The Tigers are coming off an Eastern Division title and 98 wins, best in the majors. What about 1988? Out cue. Division last year. Time, 11 seconds.
We have a very, very strong hitting team, and it all comes down to the pitching, and our pitching, I feel, is the strongest in the league, and that's why we won the division last year.
Cup 3. Dennis Eckersley, A's right-handed reliever, who went 6-8 last year with a 3.03 ERA and working out of the bullpen on a regular basis for the first time in his 13-year big league career, Eckersley had 16 saves. Prior to last season, Eckersley had three saves, the last of which was in 1976. Considered one of the favorites in the American League West, are the A's feeling any pressure with the high expectations? Outfield, the best chance. Time, 20 seconds.
Yeah, that's all right with me. You know, I mean, everybody, I have high expectations of myself. So we went out and got the people that we were short. We were short a starter or two. We got Storm Davis, Bob Welch. We got Reggie didn't have a good year for us. We got Dave Parker. We got Don Baylor. I mean, we did the things we were supposed to do, so it looks like we've got the best chance.
Cut 4. Lance Perry, Phillies catcher, who last year came over to the club as a free agent after leaving the Tigers. In his first National League season, Parrish, a five-time American League All-Star, hit .245 with 17 homers and 67 RBIs. After tying Pittsburgh for fourth in the National League East last season, how did the Phils shape up in 88? How cute. Looking so far. Time 32 seconds.
I believe that everybody in this ball club feels we have a very legitimate chance of winning our division. I don't think that they feel like the Mets or the Cardinals are really capable of overpowering us. I feel like we can play with them. You know, I'm sure the question really lies in how strong our pitching staff is going to be once we break spring training. But, you know, I like what I've seen so far. I think everybody's intent on trying to get themselves prepared for the season. And everybody that's in this camp has an awful lot of ability, and they're all working hard. So I like the way things are looking so far.
For the Baseball Hotline, this is Jim Powell. Thank you.
The first Major League Monday night game on TV that night. You've got some competition, and you're not going to draw well unless you do something. It is then that we like to have buyout nights. We go to a large supermarket, those are the best people for these, and sell out the...